On va réciter le 17e chapitre.
Now the Buddha would like to explain from the Kanda Jimba Mibi Shonyamtang one word, which is the first parameter, that is the parameter of the practice of giving.
Et on peut expliquer à partir des Jinpa Nichinchok Nyamdam, qui explique la paramita de la première paramita du don.
Namdo tu ramsa cha sa chi de ten ten pa me re len ko ten tu.
Les famines et les épidémies, c'est quelque chose qui a beaucoup de pouvoir.
Ten che pa ke so jong len pa kao so. Tan pe chu de pa na nyang. Ten chu la par che. Lob jong se pa kao so se men par che yong wa ye re. Ten gom nyam ni se pa kao so par che yong wa ye re. Do do no ten tan pe chu de pa kao so. Chu pa san pa gom pa la se men par che tan pe che var sa ve se do.
Not only that, Rinpoche says that when says that one should take certain vows with motivation that in order to motivation that to pacify or remove all the obstacles that we face in our everyday life for the Dharma practitioners. For example, Rinpoche says there are many obstacles like physical obstacles and mental obstacles, etc. There are many obstacles we have to face on the path of Dharma. So in order to pacify them, we should take it. It's also helpful to take the Chökyam Sojong vows.
Et nous prenons ces vœux également pour dissiper les obstacles qui sont au niveau du dans la pratique que l'on a du Dharma, soit les obstacles physiques, soit les obstacles mentaux.
Tene seda the run at seven tene Ava Ama Lasso Batan Topo Lasso Batan. Here's some way in a tessit on the taking so young cups of Molan Jam and Young, the Batan Bress, saved up. Molan said up at the tenant.
And also, in that in general and in particular, when one takes taking so young vows, when we practice taking so young vows, we also can direct our thought to our the what do you call it, the dead parents and relatives and for their liberation.
Et en particulier quand on prend les vœux de Sojong, on peut adresser des souhaits pour que les parents ou les amis que l'on avait et qui sont morts puissent être libérés.
Tenin chetan te pachin bu Sojong de simtin tamje je ton de lamare te yin ya ya seda to Tene rang pamala so baten cheva namla yang thong de lama tang ho chu yeres.
Generally, the mahayana sojong vows are taken for the sake of all the sentient beings, for the benefit of all the sentient beings. However, in particular, situation, one should take it also for the sake of one's own parents and relatives or very dearest persons who, yes, for their sake, yes, for their liberation and for their welfare also one can take.
D'une manière générale, on prend les vœux de Sojong pour le bien de tous les êtres, mais on peut aussi les prendre particulièrement pour le bien d'êtres qui sont très proches, comme les parents ou les amis.
The kind, kind people.
Les gens qui ont kind people.
Like
les gens proches.
Tenez, tekin Sojong, j'ai l'abza, m'sonza, t'ai.
And then the instruction that we have to follow, or the vows that we have to preserve, or we have to guard during the practice, is called what's called the eight branches.
La pratique que l'on a préservée comporte 8 branches.
Théan, so tu pas, ma zimba limba, ma zamba tu pas, zun, zun, te tsava ye, ye pamba te, tsotem ye, na sigur.
So, and in the first, there are four, which are also known as the four root, and they are the to give up, to give up, yes, to abandon, killings, yes, and stealing, and sexual intercourse, and lying, and these four are called the
Chotamjiyana,
the branch of Sila, or the branch of the four branches of the right discipline.
D'abord, il y a la racine, c'est qui est, comporte quatre vœux et qui concerne la conduite éthique. C'est ne pas tuer, ne pas prendre ce qui n'est pas donné, ne pas avoir de relations sexuelles et ne pas mentir.
If one preserve or if one guard these four branches of the right discipline, so then one is endowed with the vows, one is endowed with the right discipline. And if one break even one of these, then one become deprived of the vows.
Et on a ses vœux, si on ne casse aucun de ses vœux, mais si on en casse ne serait-ce qu'un, on n'a plus ses vœux.
So then to give up the drinking or drinking as alcohol is called the branch of carefulness.
Et la branche de l'attention consiste à ne pas boire d'alcool.
The reason why it is called the branch of carefulness, because when we drink, if one drinks, then one gets drunk, of course, naturally. When one gets drunk, then one loses all the memories, and one loses the memories and the mindfulness and carefulness.
Et on l'appelle la branche de l'attention ou du soin, parce que quand on boit, que l'on est ivre, on perd la mémoire et on perd le fait de faire attention à ses actes.
So, giving up the alcohol or the intoxicating thing, intoxicating is drink, yes, is the root of carefulness, and so that's why it is known as the branch of the vow, which is to preserve, yes, the carefulness, yes.
Et cette branche, ce vœu est la racine du fait de faire attention et le préserver préserve la branche de l'attention.
So now there are three vows, and which are known as, which are called as the branch of a conduct, yes, to show.
Et il y a trois vœux qui consistent, qui se réfèrent à la conduite ou au comportement.
So then the three branches of the conduct are the to give up the and dance and dancing and ornament. Tengwam is normally the mala or the garland. Here refers to So this mala doesn't refer to this mala that we recite mantra, but this refers to the ornament mala, or we can say the flowers garland. Is it garland? Yes. Mm-hmm. The garland of flowers. And in India it's very common, you know, people often they put on flowers garland. They consider it very beautiful. And this includes the other ornaments also, Rinpoche say that. And then the dances and dancing and the ornament together, they are counted as one branch. And then the second one is to give up, to abandon, sitting on the high and the precious throne, yes, high and the precious throne or seat, yes. And then the third one is to give up, chidukasa, yes, the untimely food, that is the food after the lunch.
Et les trois branches de la conduite, d'abord la première est de ne pas apporter d'ornements, c'est-à-dire par exemple des guirlandes de fleurs, comme en Inde, où les gens mettent des guirlandes de fleurs, et tous les autres ornements, et ne pas danser, ça c'est la première branche. La deuxième c'est de ne pas s'asseoir sur des sièges élevés et précieux, et la troisième est de ne pas manger dans un moment inopportun, c'est-à-dire après le repas de midi.
Tene garso la lotan lo lemba kantra ba tene rom rezita mal sevres tanda dani la
in the first
son de sefer na si yen to de res raba ketan tan de garso kante ni chik don ro ro ina na si la kartela lo ka romoson
though it's here yes dancing and when the dancing and the ornament is counted as a one branch, giving up the one as one branch, yes. And in this context and in the dancing, and then music and the songs are also included. There are three things included: yes. Dancing, music, and the song.
En ce qui concerne la première branche, quand on parle de ne pas danser, il ne faut pas non plus chanter et écouter de la musique.
Tenez. Car
ni jouer de la musique.
Car c'est. Tenso te la, tenez le la tezan soubatan, le de cadeau durvatan, te metto que gencha, gencha de pota pote son. Te son, son mieux, c'est non. Tenso, carso, tenso. Tenso la, le la tezan pourva, tenez cadeau en chama, cadeau, camar pour la sova sova, tenez.
So then the in the ornament other two things are also included which are the application of the perfume, the perfume and the powders and etc. And makeup etc. Yes.
Et en ce qui concerne les ornements, sont aussi inclus le fait de ne pas se mettre de parfum, ni de poudre, ni de maquillage.
Tene, marche en tonne de sa pourrais-tu? Tene, c'est de kabze, pamate, kabze, te nyema, nyingon, d'inchigle de ta ta chig satene, samani bres.
Yes, concerning to give up.
Nyingon yu chante, samani bres. Saya de nyingon ta chig sabres.
So concerning the giving up the untimely food or the evening food, which is after the lunch, so Rinpoche says when we eat lunch, we should eat without we should eat it in one time. Yes, when we eat the lunch, before finishing the lunch, one should not get up. Otherwise, it would be considered as untimely food. So one should eat in the right time, but without moving. And meanwhile. and then come back and sit again, you eat. Not like that. But in one time, you have to eat.
Et en ce qui concerne le fait de manger au moment inopportun, on prend un repas, le repas de midi, et on le prend à partir du moment où on s'assoit jusqu'au moment où on se lève. Il faut qu'on prenne le repas dans ce... il faut le prendre en une seule fois, sans se lever, revenir, etc. En une seule fois.
Mugin jikpa tan jik jebe, tene manam jago jeres. Mugin jikpa, tikum jin jikpa, tikum jin dunga jebe manam jago jeres.
So then when we feel hungry, and we feel very hungry, yes, in the evening, so at that time we should do prayers. Prayers yes, for the pacification, and for the pacification of these, the starvation, the hungers and the famine in the world.
Et si dans la soirée on a faim, on fait des prières pour que soient pacifiées toutes les famines, la faim et la soif dans le monde.
The reason why these three are called the branch of conduct, because when God did the vows, and then one would naturally have the concept, or one would develop the, one would consider oneself, or one would feel oneself, yes, that he or she is really practicing the vows, yes, or behaving properly, or conducting himself properly.
Et on appelle les branches de la conduite, parce que quand on respecte ces trois branches, ces trois vœux, on a une conduite, un comportement correct.
So that is a brief explanation on the eight branches of the eight branches in Mahayana in Tekjin Sojong, yes, that we have to guard or practice during the Sojong.
Et c'est la brève explication des huit vœux, des huit branches que l'on a à garder quand on prend les vœux de Sojong.
And then, as concerning the Nyungne practice, what you say, that is more, it is more a practice of hardship. Practice of hardship. And because, yes, we practice Chenrezig, and when we take Nyungne, yes, on the other side, when we take the Nyungne vows, so we take it in front of, yes, we practice Chenrezig, yes. The main object of meditation would be Chenrezig, yes, Aryavalokiteshvara. And we take only one food. The first day we take, we food only one time. We take the food only one time, that is lunch. And next day, whole day, we don't eat, we don't drink, and one has to fast. One has to practice fasting, which is here the main emphasis, or the main thing is of the practice is the hardship, yes.
Et quand on prend les vœux de Nyune, c'est la pratique est axée sur Chenrezig à mille bras. Et le, c'est, une pratique plus difficile puisque le premier jour on ne prend qu'un repas, celui de midi, et le deuxième jour on ne boit pas, on ne mange pas pendant toute la journée. L'accent est plus porté sur l'ascétisme. Donc on connaît de cette pratique de Nyunne.
So the vow
that we have taken is taking sojong vow. So it is not necessary to be silent.
Sojong kasang
vow. No. So we can talk also, yes.
Et les vœux qu'on a pris aujourd'hui sont les vœux de Mahayana de Sojong. Et on peut parler, il n'est pas nécessaire d'être en silence.
Et however, the way we should talk
should be very peacefully and with a good manner.
Mais on doit parler d'une manière paisible.
Rinpoche says the practicing the Tekken Sojong Vow is very good because it's very easy to practice because it's only for 24 hours. So in the minimum period, in minimum time, we earn or we accumulate the maximum merit.
Et cette pratique est facile à faire puisqu'elle ne dure que 24 heures et que dans ce temps, on accumule beaucoup de mérite.
Oui.
So Rinpoche says if you have a question and a doubt, if you have a doubt about taking sojong, about seven, please ask a question.
Si vous avez des doutes sur ces vœux, vous pouvez poser des questions.
Tene chona kabze te nigong te la chajik sa tene ngado yang ma jena yakhi de teres sedo da pango ba ra ba samrong ba re ngado yang ma za ne nigong cha chi ma do ma za na yakhi de teres ram da bot
ram sa ni the food room which says that the best is that only to eat only one time only one time that is a lunch of course in the evening we shouldn't eat that is understood and however in the breakfast also better not to eat, he says. Only the lunch. That is the best one.
Et le mieux est de prendre un seul repas, celui de midi. Bien sûr, le soir on ne mange pas, mais le mieux également, c'est le matin au petit déjeuner de ne pas manger.
Tene, tanda, ndrembon ravote, ngado breakfast la nyungyong ki sana yang hacha majo vyo mares. Ndrembon.
That was the Rinpoche said that if one doesn't eat even the breakfast also, but one eat only the lunch, that is of course the best. Even if one could not, then the second, if one eats the breakfast, and one should try to eat very less, very little, not very much.
Donc ça c'est ce qu'il y a de mieux. Si on ne peut pas, la solution intermédiaire est de manger très peu au petit déjeuner.
Tene tamad dravote kyopa yang tozasa sedo shodang oman tongan dravo seva yuna te tamad dravote res.
And lastly, Rinpoche said that if one feels very, very hungry, so then eat very little breakfast in the morning. And in the evening also, If one is very hungry, one can have milk and or yogurt.
Et la solution inférieure, si on a très faim, c'est de prendre de déjeuner le matin très légèrement et le soir, si on a faim aussi, de prendre un peu de lait ou de yaourt.
Also,
if one is able, the best thing is that yes, to practice the best one, the best way. Yes.
Et si on en est capable, le mieux c'est d'adopter la solution supérieure.
So
this time, Rinpoche says, if we could take the taking sojung vows. For 3 days, yes, that would be very good.
Et si on peut, c'est bien de prendre ses vœux pendant 3 jours.
The question was that when we say to give up the sexual intercourse, so does it include even the touching also to each other's, you know? So Rinpoche said, no, it is only the sexual intercourse itself, not touching.
Et la question était, dans le fait d'abandonner les relations sexuelles, est-ce que c'était les relations sexuelles seulement, ou aussi le fait d'avoir un contact, de se toucher, et c'est seulement les relations sexuelles?
And however, the way we touch to each other is also depend stirred up by desire, you know, by sexual desire, then if you touch, of course that should be given up. If it is something very spontaneous, very natural way, as we touch to each other, so then that is allowed.
Mais si le fait de se toucher entraîne du désir, à ce moment-là, il ne faut pas se toucher. Si c'est simplement d'une manière spontanée, naturelle, qu'il n'y ait pas de désir, ça n'a pas d'importance.
So,
and this taking the taking sojung vow, Mahayana sojung vows, has a very deep connection with the Vajrayana also.
Et ces vœux du Mahayana de Sojong ont une grande connexion également avec le Vajrayana.
Dorje tekpa remjoko wang do sena, remjoko wang do sena, tangpo sobjongo donpa langi bovaris. Tangpo sobjongo jimbar sas.
So then according to the way that we enter in the Vajrayana, in a very progressive way, in graded level, then in that case, it is instructed that one has to take sojung vow first.
Et en ce qui concerne le fait d'entrer dans le Vajrayana d'une manière très progressive, il est enseigné que d'abord on doit prendre les vœux du Mahayana de Sojong.
So therefore, since we are going to finish the 11th chapter of Samunandan, so this taking sojung vow is like in a way, yes, entering in the progressive way, yes.
Et comme aujourd'hui on va étudier le dernier chapitre du Samunandan, prendre ses vœux de sojung du Mahayana et aborder et entrer d'une manière progressive.
Théa rimjo korte hepa chikpo khe nyamnyong yong to hyo yomare tene nga so nyamnyong zo titene hepa jamne tene ngane dendro re sampa nyamnyong yong to
concerning the entering into the Vajrayana in progressive way and only explanation is not enough, so you know, one must have the experience also. So after the after having experience and then if we have a explanation, then we can develop, really we will get a conviction about it.
Et en ce qui concerne la manière d'entrer progressivement dans le Vajrayana, il ne suffit pas d'étudier, il faut également avoir des explications et pour comprendre, to understand.
Yeah.
So
after taking Sojong Vow, practicing the Sojong Vow, so then second thing, the next thing that we have to know and understand is that that is the labi nechu, which means the 10 things to be practiced, the 10 virtuous deeds. We should
connaître quelles sont les 10 choses vertueuses à pratiquer.
Donne me ke cho pa ma cho tem song ji ko ras ti.
Yes, in brief that means we should we have to practice the right conduct, the right conduct or right discipline, yes, by giving up the 10 unvirtuous deeds.
En résumé, on doit pratiquer la conduite éthique juste en abandonnant les 10 actions nuisibles.
Tene ta tagom temba la rembe tum ta de jar de tin ko yes.
So then in order to introduce the meditation and the view and the meditation, in order to introduce the view and meditation in Vajrayana, so for this, and the first philosophical view should be taught us.
Et pour introduire la vue et la méditation, la vue philosophique doit être enseignée.
Tela sera mava ten son retene demba ni jnam ja te ta ti che go re demba ni jnam ja te ti ji so
So then after the practice of the 10 virtues deed, so then the disciple is taught the philosophical view of the Vaibhashika. So that means the disciple are taught the Four Noble Truths as the main subject is.
After
the practice of 10 virtues.
Après la pratique des 10 vertus, on enseigne aux disciples les 4 nobles vérités.
Dembanisa. The two truths, not four noble truths.
Les deux vérités.
Sedama. Te karerasana sedama dembanisa jinjoso de tole lawe.
And the reason why in the beginning why the disciples should be taught the two noble truths, the two truths, because the dual truth, according to the Vaibhashika philosophical view, is much more easy to understand and to know than according to the other one.
Et la raison pour laquelle on doit enseigner les deux vérités aux disciples est que la vue selon le système Vaibhashika est plus facile que selon les autres systèmes.
Tene seda mabe lobje deni jin jok so to ya bo ki tsa ba te ji so do de pang te ji no se tene do de lobje deni jin nam ya tang te ta wa to se ge ro.
So then once the disciple knew they understood the presentation of the two truth, the dual truth according to the Vaibhashika, and then he is taught the two truths and the dual truth, yes, the presentation of the dual truth according to Sotra Antika.
Une fois que le disciple a compris la présentation des deux vérités selon le système Vaibhashika, on lui présente selon le système Sutantrika.
Seda ma ve ji sun do de bjin ten go bjin sen kar sa na de ni jin jo sol te seda ma va len do de bjin jin jo sol de sa ge re to sa cha ge re cha ba ni.
And the reason why the presentation of the dual truth according to Sutra Antika is taught after the study of the presentation of the true truth according to Vaibhashika, because the second one is more than more subtle and deeper.
Et la raison pour laquelle on présente le système des deux vérités selon à la manière des Sutantrika après la manière Vaibhashika est que la seconde est plus subtile que la est plus profonde que la première.
Tene nanjur chöpa ni song la tene do de pe de ni jin jo so ya bu shi cha de tene nanjur chöpa pang sem sam ba ta do tin go.
So then after when the disciple knew or understood the philosophical view which present the way yes the dual truth is presented according to Sutra Antika, and then the disciple is taught the dual truth presentation of the dual truth according to Yoga Acharya or Chittamatrin, which are the synonymous.
Une fois qu'on a présenté les vérités selon le système des Sutra Antika, on le présente on présente les deux vérités selon le système Chittamatrin.
Yoga Acharya.
Yoga Acharya.
Tene dode bejir se ten go bejir se ten dode pe tene tanda deni jenam ya le sen tam pen chini som jenam ya te tene kera sapo de chavo yoga.
And the reason why the dual truth according to the presentation of the dual truth according to Chittamatrin or Yoga Acharya should be taught after Sutra Antika, because here the presentation of these two things, these two truths, are more subtle and deeper.
Et cela parce que la présentation des deux vérités selon les systèmes des Chittamatrin est plus profonde et plus subtile.
Tene semtam betavate ya buhi simbe jiso tene omaten kore te jiso omaten sombare te semtam betado shi simbe jiso tene omatavaten kore.
So then after knowing once the disciple knew very well the philosophical view and in general and particularly the presentation of the two truths according to the Chittamatrin, then he is taught the Madhyamika's view, presentation of the true truth.
Et quand le disciple a bien compris la vue philosophique des deux vérités selon le système des Chittamatrin, on lui présente la vue philosophique de ces deux vérités selon le système du Madhyamika.
Tene oma lola ton tamba tongba ni chue tamje tongba ni trupa dang traba kunzob je chue tamje juma tabare ton dang tongba ni dang kunzob je nanzo de juma tabo hi na tene doje tekpa tenba la lela wo chabe yores.
So in the principal view in the Madhyamika concerning the dual truth is that in the relative level or in conventional level all the phenomena are like a magical illusion or like a dream, just they appear yes, and in absolute sense or in absolute level they are all void and without any reference point. So then once we know that these two aspects of the phenomena that in relative level and like a dream and a magical illusion, in absolute sense, it is they are without any reference point and void and without any reference point. One knows these two levels, then it becomes very difficult, very easy, yes, to enter in the Vajrayana path.
Une fois que le disciple a bien compris la vue philosophique du Madhyamika, c'est-à-dire que tous les phénomènes sont au niveau relatif comme des rêves ou comme des illusions magiques, et au niveau ultime sont vacuités et dépourvus de tout point de référence, il lui est facile d'entrer dans le Vajrayana.
Ma dirrenba koin shene teji chei doji tin sere Na la yang rimba kong shi se jide sa ju, ju ju, na ju ju, la mi ju da ye ye re. Rimba kong de sa ju, ti ji su sa ji, ti sa ji 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 su ju ju, ju ju ji ji su na ju ji, te ju de oma ye ye. Tene tawa tang gomba de su she, nyam ni si ji, ti ji su, tene ji do di nga lan me ba, ji do ji ju de she na. Tene ru jion de la te song me se, so me ku pe lan ne ru jion de la te song, o re. Ta nga je rinpa kuen xin ne te chi chi do chi ting song yas nga je rinpa tangpo sa ju xe tene jo jo xe tene nan jo jo xe ti ji su tene che do chi lami ji jo xe go yuris.
So not only in the sutra level, even when one enters in the Vajrayana also, and here also one has to follow the path progressively and step by step. And Rinpoche said there are four levels in Vajrayana, that which are the Kriya Tantra and Yoga Tantra and Chagyu means the Charya Tantra, yes, and then the Yoga Tantra, then the Lamigyu, which means Anuttara Tantra, yes. This also, first one should, one has to follow step by step. First one has to know, understand, and practice the Kriya Tantra, Chayu, and then Chayu, this Charya Tantra, then Nanjurgyu, Yoga Tantra, and finally, then Anuttara Tantra, in which then one practices the Hebajra, Idam Hebajra.
Pas seulement au niveau des sutras, mais au niveau du Vajrayana, on doit faire le chemin progressivement, c'est-à-dire on l'aborde d'abord avec le Kriya Tantra, ensuite le Charya Tantra, ensuite le Yoga Tantra, et ensuite l'Anuttara Tantra, où on aborde la méditation de Evajra.
And then in this way, when you follow the progressive way, then it is said in the text that, it is said, yes, that there is no doubt for the accomplishment. One would certainly achieve the accomplishment.
Et quand on suit cet ordre progressif, il est dit dans les textes qu'il n'y a aucun doute à avoir sur l'accomplissement.
Teta Ramjog Lani Sobjone Ramjog Lani Tebayena Lam Teta Vichena Tene Lome Kube Lana Nandujon de la Tesome is a Loma de Tepa de Kubayona Tene Nipatango de Toktogreson.
So Rinpoche said, in this way, when the disciple is led, Tiba means to be led, you know, by progressive way, starting right from the practice of Tekjin Sojong, Mahayana Sojong vows, up until the Anuttara Tantra. So then also that important thing from the disciple's side is that, from the disciple's side, the most important thing is that the unchangeable and great faith and deep faith in the teaching. So when these two and the conditions are met, that is the faith in the disciple and the progressive way of leading by the guru. So then there is no doubt for the accomplishment.
Et quand le disciple est mené ainsi progressivement, à partir des vœux de Sojong du Mahayana jusqu'à l'Anuttara Tantra, et qu'il a beaucoup de foi, d'une part qu'il a beaucoup de foi, d'autre part que le maître le conduise progressivement, il n'y a aucun doute à avoir sur l'accomplishment.
Because of all these reasons also, Rinpoche said that the practice of taking Sojong vow is very important, even from Vajrayana point of view also.
Pour toutes ces raisons, la pratique des vœux de Sojong est très importante, même d'un point de vue du Vajrayana.
Tenez, taking Sojong l'an de gomso sovote, tenez, samba, gomso do samba, nyeje sanjo, je sem tan, tenez, tendan je gom,
So when we practice taking Sojong vows, our object of meditation is love and compassion in the relative level, and meditation on the egolessness and the voidness in absolute level.
Les deux choses à pratiquer quand on prend ses vœux de Sojong, c'est au niveau relatif, l'amour et la compassion. Et au niveau absolu, la méditation sur l'absence d'entité intrinsèque de l'ego et des phénomènes.
So then, at the end of the day, and one should do prayers very strongly.
Et à la fin de la journée, il faut faire des souhaits très forts.
Mulam la mambo yeretan dor dana jitin je khana sanje jitin ba tarishin je bar sho tene man sanje jitin ba tarishin je ba tan simje na na deje yong sho sana tene tenye la ne kap je man na de kang ga do yes.
Concerning the prayer, wishing prayer, Rinpoche said that it is very vast and extensive, which means there are many wishing prayer, many kind of wishing prayer. And in brief, all the prayers are included into 2 points, can be included into 2 points, yes. This is the prayer for prayer, to develop the Buddha's doctrine, the teaching of the Buddha all over the world, and the pacification of the world, all the sufferings of the beings, such as the war, sickness, and famine, etc.
Il y a beaucoup de prières de souhaits. Elles peuvent être résumées en deux aspects. Faire des souhaits pour que l'enseignement du Bouddha se répande dans tout le monde et pour que les guerres et les épidémies soient pacifiées, les souffrances des êtres.
That was the prayers, wishing prayer in the temporary, yes, for temporary purpose, yes. And then the wishing prayer for the ultimate purpose is that to do the prayer for all the sentient beings, so that they can have the ability, yes, power, or to achieve the Buddhahood.
Et c'était les prières au niveau relatif. En ce qui concerne le niveau ultime, il faut faire le souhait que tous les êtres puissent atteindre l'état du Bouddha.
Te sanje je kombang matope parkam namso tene.
Wishing that may all the sentient beings before they achieve the Buddhahood, and may they have the power, yes, may they be born in different pure lands of the different Buddhas.
Et faire le souhait que tous les êtres, avant d'atteindre l'état de Bouddha, puissent renaître dans des terres pures.
Tene chepar de rangke dagin simchen nam je tambe chu de pe parche chebe manam je gores.
And also one should do the prayers for particular purpose also, that is for the pacification of all the obstacles that arises on the part of Dharma, those who practice Dharma.
Et faire des souhaits particuliers pour que ceux qui pratiquent le Dharma n'aient pas d'obstacles sur le chemin.
Tehyan che sepa kao so tusam lomnye la parche tan gom nyamne la parche yungu yuris.
And concerning this, Rinpoche said that for the practitioner, and they face many and big difficulties when they study and practice Dharma.
Et les pratiquants rencontrent beaucoup de difficultés quand ils étudient et quand ils pratiquent le Dharma.
So we should do the wishing prayer so that these obstacles can be pacified.
Il faut faire des souhaits pour que tous ces obstacles soient pacifiés.
Generally, the studying and reflecting upon the Dharma is the best means, yes, to develop faith in the Dharma.
Généralement, l'écoute et la réflexion sur le Dharma est le meilleur moyen pour développer la foi vis-à-vis du Dharma.
However, in certain cases, because of not knowing how to study and how to reflect upon the Dharma, so they make mistake, yes. They make mistake the way they do study and the way they reflect upon the Dharma. And then they, instead of a very a supreme wisdom, they develop or a corrupt wisdom. Or yes, so then, shirab chalneva.
Shirab charte, tusamna tende. Tene, tusamna tende, tusamdi shirab charte, tene lokta cheva yungu yas chule lokta.
Yes, so their wisdom becomes corrupt, and then, due to learning and reflecting upon the Dharma, they, instead of developing a faith in the Dharma, they develop a wrong view concerning the Dharma, and doubts, etc. Yes.
Quoi qu'il en soit, certaines personnes, ne sachant pas réfléchir et étudier le Dharma, au lieu de développer la sagesse, développent des vues erronées vis-à-vis du Dharma.
Tendra Hiram Chapan Jotsar de Kandasi Yungra Sena Hirab Je Chunana Hinda Chabata Je Tam Kapso Tene Mani Pa Kanya Nike Yomar Mani Pa de Tongba Niji Tongre Mani Pa Tongba Niji Tongde Yaputo Mato Parta Je Tan de Kanya Mani de Ta Kanya Mundo Lende Mudo Konjo Mudo Samba Chakuris Kasha.
You see, the way the wisdom is get corrupted if one doesn't know how to study, how to reflect upon. Is that, for example, Rinpoche says, when we examine, analyze all the phenomena with the wisdom, so then finally we don't find anything. The ultimate state of the all the phenomena is just the void, entitylessness, without any entity. So then when we come to this point, and then one may develop a wrong view, thinking that there is nothing exist, nothing existence. So,
And then,
as a result, by not knowing the reality or the real meaning of the voidness or the shunyata, then one develops many wrong views, such as non-existence of the previous life and the next life, and the karma and effect, and the three jewels, and etc.
Et on peut développer une connaissance erronée en ne sachant pas, par exemple, arriver à la conclusion que tout est vide dans un sens erroné, que rien n'existe, c'est-à-dire qu'il n'y a pas il n'y a plus de loi du karma, de loi de cause à effet, qu'il n'y a pas des vies antérieures ni des vies futures, etc.
So in brief, Rinpoche says that the corrupt wisdom that we develop during the study and reflection upon the meaning of the Dharma is the obstacle for the practitioners. So therefore, we should do prayers so that these obstacles, which is the corrupt wisdom, yes, may not arise.
Et cette connaissance erronée est un obstacle à l'étude et à la réflexion sur le Dharma. Aussi, il faut faire des souhaits pour que cette connaissance fausse ne surgisse pas.
Tene gom djabe kapso, drupa nyamnin je kapso rangke, gom yapo majo na nyamnyong yapo yungke mare, nyamnyong majo pal tende yang gom la lokta ching yungke yas.
Not only that, one will have many obstacles during the practice also, meditation also. Rinpoche said that, and without an experience, one's meditation will not be proper.
Gom japa kapso, gom sor maishi na nyamnyu yungu mare. Dunga ishige mare, nyamnyu yungu mare. Te nyamnyu majong, dunga maishi palte te ya lokta cheva yungu
yungu. Yes, then by not knowing the way to meditate, so one will not have, yes, any experience from the meditation practice. So because of this, again, one may lose in the faith in the meditation, and it may increase the negatives more, increases, yes, develops more, yes, and because of this also one may lose a faith or what you call faith, yes, in the practice of meditation.
Il y a également une manière fausse au niveau de la méditation. C'est-à-dire, ne sachant pas comment méditer, on n'a pas d'expérience de méditation et on peut perdre la foi et la confiance en, le, en la méditation.
Because of this, that is the, you know, the more we do one meditation, the, you don't get, one doesn't get any experience, and in instead, all the negative things develops and increases more. So this is not the fault of meditation, but the fault of the person who, fault of the way he does meditation. That means he didn't know how to do meditation properly.
Ne sachant pas méditer, les émotions perturbatrices s'accroissent. Ce n'est pas la faute de la méditation, mais de la manière erronée dont la personne médite.
Tiens, rang la nyamion dans topa madion pa jumsin de sede, te gom diabo yenda la yang kanya yo mare sambe te ne lokta chi yures.
This
is la yang rang da wo yures sambe te da wo lokta chi yures.
And due to this, that when one when doesn't have any experience, one couldn't gain any experience, and during the meditation, then one loses the faith in meditation, and one develops a wrong view concerning the meditation. This not only harms oneself, but it harms the others also. No, sorry. One started not to develop the wrong attitude or the wrong wrong views concerning one's own meditation, but also one develops for the others also, because he would think that the people who do meditation, the other people also, they are the same as himself.
Ne sachant pas méditer, n'ayant aucune expérience de la méditation, on développe des vues erronées en ce qui concerne sa propre méditation et également en ce qui concerne celle des autres, pensant qu'il médite de la même manière.
So when this type of concept arises, and then wrong concept arises, then that is the biggest obstacle for meditation.
Et ce genre de pensée fausse est le plus grand obstacle pour la méditation.
So therefore, Rinpoche says, when we take the technique Sojong vows, and first of all, we should develop the motivation that in order to not to be, to have obstacles for self and for all the others who follow the path of Dharma, and not to have an obstacle, yes, for their learning, reflecting, and the meditation upon the Dharma. And also at the end of the day, when we do the prayer also, we should do the prayer, yes, for the pacification of these obstacles. Yes.
Pour cette raison, quand on prend les vœux de Sojong, on fait des souhaits pour que nous-mêmes et tous ceux qui pratiquent le Dharma n'aient pas ce genre d'obstacles, ainsi qu'à la fin de la journée, quand on fait des prières.
Oh, yata. Ta tereng tega zeng ta nga zo samba tingin zeng jing gong yis, samba da nying ye.
So that's all for today.
Samba nying ye san chuk ki siang samba gong yis.
So that's all for today. And Rinpoche said that now we will do meditation on loving kindness and compassion.
On va s'arrêter là pour aujourd'hui. On va méditer sur l'amour et la compassion.
Mm-hmm.